The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are... Number one, health in the news today is very interesting about bottled waters and nanoplastics, which I've been talking about for years. So this was, I'm incredibly interested to talk to you guys about this. But what made me think about it is that we are going to talk about being in the TTC club, which if you don't know what the TTC club, it's trying to conceive. And what made me think about this is I was talking about someone who for years have been trying to conceive, talking about fertility and infertility. But the other thing that was interesting is that these microplastics in water bottles, plastic in general, are known hormone disruptors. And so when we have this hormone disruption, another thing was talking about different chemicals in terms of fertility. And we look at fertility, I feel like so much of it is hormone rebalancing, but overall cellular health. So you might be someone who's listening right now thinking, you know, maybe you were in your 40s, 50s, or 60s and you're well out of the trying to conceive club, or maybe you're actively trying not to because you already have established what your family is. But I feel like from a healthier cell aspect, this applies to anyone. And there are so many people who know of individuals who are also in that trying to conceive club. So fertility-wise, infertility-wise, I just think that this is a great one to share just overall, not just for that, but for cellular health. Now, when we talk about what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, it is really phenomenal to be able to see the health and wellness aspect that we offer for people. Someone came in and they're like, this is different. And I was like, it is different. People are happier. People are healthier. People are excited for life. And that doesn't mean that people don't go through bad days if they come into our office. But what's so interesting is we had a patient who started under care more recently. And she said, my significant other just says that I look different. And she was like, yes, because I don't feel bad anymore. You know, so whether it be from starting making nutritional changes from going to a grocery shopping tour, or if it's one where it's a detox class, or if it's, you know, just getting adjusted and reading some of the information that we have along the way to help you learn. We had an awesome patient and lost like 50 pounds as a testimony, and you know, life just got the best of him. Started feeling good, started to fall off, gained some of the weight back, quit coming into the office, and his wife came the whole time and was just this loving, leading presence for him. And I saw him this past week. He said, hey, I'm doing better. And I said, of course you are, you're here. But he had come to an event. His wife was like, just come to the event with me. And one of the things we talked about, it's actually from the book Atomic Habits, and it talks about the one degree of deviation. And so oftentimes when there is one degree of deviation, it doesn't really make that difference, right? Like it's one extra snack, or it's one less walk, or it's one less hour of sleep. But over the course of time, you know, if you take an airplane and you turn it one degree and you fly it for 4 or 5 hours, it'll bring you to an entirely different city. So that 1 degree over time, that 1 degree doesn't feel measurable. But then over the course of time, that 1 degree compounds on another and another. And that's the same thing when you're looking at compounding interest or whatever we do. That 1 degree can just be so different in the positive or the negative direction. And so he said, hey, I'm doing it. And he was like, you know what? I'm changing that 1 degree. He's like, and I feel like it's working. And I just reminded him that health is not a destination. It's a journey. You don't hit a weight loss goal and decide to go back to eating pizza and ice cream for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You don't meet a, your blood pressure goes down, so you're back to never exercising or sleeping properly. It's just one of those ones. There's times that sometimes we're doing better on focusing on what we should for our health, and other times that maybe a life situation's got a hold of us and we're not paying as much attention to our health. But your health isn't going anywhere, so you've got to keep investing in it slowly, steadily, and surely. So before we get into health, trying to conceive, fertility, health, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's health in the news, bottled water packed with nanoplastics, study finds. So they said in a trailblazing study, researchers have discovered bottled water sold in stores can contain 10 to 100 times more bits of plastic than previously estimated. Nanoparticles, so infinitesimally tiny, they cannot be seen under a microscope. This is crazy. So at 1,000th, the average width of human hair, nanoplastics are so teeny that they can migrate through the tissues of the digestive tract or lungs into the bloodstream, distributing potentially harmful synthetic chemicals throughout the body and into cells, experts say. 1 liter of water, which is the equivalent to 2 standard-sized bottled waters, contained an average of 240,000 plastic particles from 7 types of plastic, of which 90% were identified as nanoplastics and the rest were microplastics, according to the study. Microplastics are polymer fragments that can range from less than 0.2 inches, so 5 millimeters, down to 120, these are hard to read out loud, I will say, 1/25,000th, like 1 divided by 25,000, 1/25,000th of an inch, which is 1 micrometer. So basically, microplastics are fragments that are 5 millimeters to 1 micrometer. Anything smaller is a nanoplastic that must be measured in the billionth of a meter. This study, I have to say, is exceedingly impressive. The body of work they put into this is really quite profound, and I would call it groundbreaking. This is coming from the director of sustainability at Penn State. They said the findings reinforce long-held advice to drink tap water from glass or stainless steel containers, tap water, to reduce exposure. That evidence extends to food and drink packages and plastic. People don't think of plastics as shedding, but they do. In almost the same way we're constantly shedding skin cells, plastics are constantly shedding little bits that break off, such as when you open up the plastic container for your store-bought salad or a cheese that's wrapped in plastic. So how many nanoplastics are there? So there was a co-author of a 2018 study that first detected the existence of micro and nanoplastics in 93% of bottled water sold by 11 different brands in 9 different countries. In that study, it was found that each tainted liter of water held an average of 10 plastic particles wider than a human hair, along with 300 smaller particles. 5 years ago, however, there was no way to analyze those tiny flecks or discover that there were more. So it's not that we didn't know nanoplastics existed, we just couldn't analyze for them. In the more recent study that was published January of 2024 in the Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, researchers from Columbia University presented a new technology that can see, count, and analyze the chemical structure of nanoparticles in water bottles. Instead of 300 per liter, the team behind the study found that there was actual number of plastic bits in three popular brands of water sold in the United States to be in between, ready for this, 110,000 to 370,000, if not higher. The author declined to mention which brand of bottled water they studied. I don't know how that's fair. However, the new technology was actually able to see millions of nanoparticles in the water, which could be, quote, inorganic, non-nanoparticles, organic particles, and some other plastic particles not among the seven major plastics that we studied. The new technology presented in the study opened the door for further research to better understand the potential risks to human health. They talked about there is a widespread human exposure to minuscule plastic particles posing largely unstudied risk. For example, infants and young children may face the greatest risk as their developing brains and bodies are often more vulnerable to toxic exposure. Obviously, the danger to human health, nanoplastics are the most worrisome type of plastic pollution for human health, experts say. That's because the minuscule particles can invade cellular individual cells and tissues in major organs, potentially interrupting cellular processes and depositing endocrine-disrupting chemicals, which is hormone-disrupting chemicals, such as bisphenol, phthalates, flame retardants, per- and polyfluorinated substances, PFAS, and heavy metals. Of all of those chemicals are used in manufacturing of plastics. So if a plastic makes its way into us, it's carrying those chemicals with it as well. And because the temperature of our body is higher than the outside, those chemicals are going to migrate out of the plastic and end up in our bodies. The chemicals can be carried to your liver and your kidneys and your brain and even make their way across the placental boundary and end up in unborn children. Ugh. In the study of pregnant mice, researchers have found plastic chemicals in the brain, heart, liver, kidney, and lungs of the developing babies 24 hours after the pregnant mom ingested and breathed in the plastic particles. Micro and nanoplastics have been found in human placenta at this point. They've been found in human lung tissue. They've been found in human feces. They've been found in human blood. So they just go on to talk about this new method needs fully reviewed, but they're lacking the understanding of the overall health. So they also talked about SRS. So there's a new studying method of identifying nanoparticles in bottled water, and they rely on this version of Raman spectroscopy. So it's a laser-based technique that can analyze chemical composition of cells by measuring how many molecules vibrate in response to light. Basically, what they're finding, long story short, is that based on studies, microplastics in water bottles could leak from the plastic itself and then go directly into cells. So they're just talking about more and more the amount of research. We can avoid consuming food and beverages in plastic containers. We can wear clothing made from natural fabrics and buy consumer products made from natural material. We can simply take stock of the plastic in our daily lives and find alternatives whenever feasible. So that was just really because people are like, I drink water. And they're like, well, I drink like 8 bottles of water a day. And I just remember when we didn't know about the nanoplastics, we knew about the microplastics. If you were to drink a bottle of water every day for a year, it would be the equivalent to consuming a credit card worth of plastic every year. Here's the other thing is that our bodies don't rid itself of that without actively working and trying. So year after year after year, that's where that toxicity load builds up, the chemical load builds up. So reverse osmosis water in a glass container or a stainless steel container is the way that I go every single time. When we come back, more hormone disruptions and things to naturally do to help cells get healthy to make that baby next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, you say, are you a chiropractor talking about fertility? And I am. I will never forget one of the first stories that made me really believe in chiropractic. Not that I didn't, but you just learn a lot in school, and without that clinical base and knowledge, it really is different. When I was doing an advanced training following graduation, I was in Dallas, Texas, and I'll never forget this couple. They were a couple that were in their early 30s and came in. The wife came in first, and we just kind of explained the nervous system. Your brain is what controls everything, heart, lungs, stomach, digestion. When you look at skeletal muscle versus smooth muscle, your uterus is an organ system, right? Like when you still look at what controls it, it's the brain and nerve innervation and nutrition, inflammation, and naturally balance of hormones and vitamin deficiencies and all of the things. I'll never forget. It was a husband and wife who came in and said, we have X amount of dollars and we're either going to spend it on here with whole body wellness, structural correction in terms of chiropractic, or we're going to send it on fertility treatments. And I know that there's different reasons why. And even the same reason can be different, if that makes sense. But you think about even with chiropractic, why is it that women with scoliosis have a higher infertility rate than ones that don't? You know, nervous system's important. But I remember she looked at the doctor I was precepting with, and she said, what would you do? And she said, honestly, I can't make that decision for you, but you just have to choose what you feel is best in your heart. And it was right as I was getting ready to transition out of the office and go to Wilmington, North Carolina to train. And when I got there, I got a picture text message of the couple holding the baby. And now even to see in the clinic here that we have at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, just the really awesome component of we had a couple who started under care and they got pregnant, and then life happened and they stopped care, and then they started care back up and they were in their very late 30s, early 40s, and got pregnant with their third. And they were like, what? And I was like, we're just making sure cellular functions work well, but it's really cool. And even though the two were a little bit of a surprise, they knew they were planned by God. So, there's a lot of different issues, though. That being said, we always try to think about female infertility. Female infertility will often look like egg delivery, egg production, able to see that little fresh embryo implant into the uterine wall, maintain that pregnancy. Where male is typically either sperm production, sperm delivery, quantity of sperm, quality of sperm, direction of sperm. I have a friend of mine who's gone through a lot of fertility courses, and I'll never forget when she had shared the research with me that majority of miscarriages actually come from quality of the sperm. Because we often think when women miscarry, what did she do wrong and all of the things. But there is a very important aspect of quality of the sperm. Takes two to tango. So this is probably interesting if you have kids in the car. I didn't think about that till this exact moment. So there are some root causes of infertility. A couple of them. I only have one show to do this. So I'm not going to go into the deepest of depths. But One has to do with thyroid dysfunction, which, again, I think I shared in a different show that often thyroid dysfunction just in general is a secondary to either adrenals, or there's a very big adrenal thyroid correlation, gut health, toxicity. That's why it's so hard to treat, because we're treating it as a primary organ system, when in reality, when there's dysfunction, it's often not a primary. There's luteal phase dysfunction, which is the second half of the cycle. If it is too short, if there's not enough progesterone that's created in order to sustain, then the body will not hold on to that pregnancy. Insulin resistance or PCOS, chronic inflammation, endometriosis, which is scarring around the uterus, can move other places, chronic stress or poor sleep, mold and toxicity, chronic infections, and nutrient deficiencies, right? So what we're going to do is all of those things, not in a terrible amount of depth, but we are going to be able to break down some of those. Now, here's what you can always help do. This is an aspect where there is a lot of information that you can be given, and sometimes it's discouraging because we try to do all of the things. But number one, if you are, I'll recap this at the end too. Maybe this was too soon, but here, I'm going to give you a lot of extra information, so you can't turn off the radio or your podcast quite yet, because this is important. But sometimes we get overwhelmed with the amount of things we could do or should do or can't do or have to do. Number one, I would say, is that ensure that both mom and dad, right? Because they are going to be moms and dads, if both of those individuals are taking the proper vitamins. And it's not just prenatals, right? So our essential pack, which I think is really, really great, has a multivitamin. It has fish oil, methylated B complex. It has magnesium, as well as vitamin D. And actually, I have a print off. I have a print off of all the necessities for conception and pregnancy, why it's so important. But even for the men to take that too, that's incredibly important. Something as simple as zinc, right? You're like, you don't think much about it, but something as simple as a zinc deficiency, which is pretty common where we're at, just because we don't usually eat a lot of zinc-related foods. But zinc itself plays a role in fertility. For example, Journal of Reproduction and Infertility, zinc affects the quality of sperm and male fertility. Another study in 2018 also was published in the American Physiological Society, found that zinc deficiency may affect egg quality and contribute to infertility. So you're like, where do you get zinc? And you're like, oysters. Oysters have one of the biggest ones. And it's like, oh, how many oysters are you probably eating and how often? In the middle of Indiana. Like maybe not a terribly high amount. So I'm going to break down, as we continue on, more of the vitamins and the reasons for them and why you would need that. Though that being said, if you are doing nothing else in your takeaway from this, it could be for fertility, but more so than overall health. If the average person is listening to me right now and you are not taking a good quality multivitamin, that does not mean one a day. They're made by Bayer. It's all synthetic. A good quality multivitamin, put that in your diet immediately. There's no bigger like proverbial 911 in my mind for overall health, and you could at least fill in some of the nutritional deficiencies. Get on a multivitamin. Number two, I digressed a little bit. Number two, in terms of what we can do more immediately from more of a female aspect, the first one was male and female, from more of a female aspect, is you can start tracking your cycle. There's different apps for this, but you can look at your basal body temperature. Your basal body temperature is different than the standard thermometer. The standard thermometer goes to a tenth, so 98.2, 97.6, whatever, right? This will actually look at to the hundredth, tenths, hundredths, yep. So 98.67, 98.75, 98.8, 8.5. And so what happens is through the first and second half of your cycle is that the first half of your cycle, first half being day one, starts when menstruation starts, is that your basal body temperature drops. And then halfway through the cycle, typically as we ovulate, it increases progesterone. That increases your core temperature, your basal body temperature, and it'll show that spike. You can also look at tracking luteinizing hormones. There are sticks you can get on almost any of the websites, Amazon. And you can actually track mid-cycle to see when your luteinizing hormone peaks. Then that's something that you know that you've ovulated, that second half of the cycle. So that's kind of where you can address a little bit more. Are you ovulating? Are you ovulating sooner or later than what you anticipate? Fun fact, once an egg is released, there is about 12 to 20, sometimes 24, not really, but about 12 hours of viability of that egg in order for it to be fertilized. So you have a 12-hour window. So it's when you're like, okay, what does that look like? So there's obviously tips and tricks, but if the body's really inflamed and acidic, obviously that time's going to be less. Goodness gracious. When I was talking about fertility stuff, you're just like, oh, it's not that weird. And you're like, oh. But this will help someone. And talking about follicular, which is the first half of the cycle, luteal phase, second half, it really is important, because when someone has a baby on their heart and that's what they want, and you're ready to build your family, it really does. So that's one where tracking your luteinizing, your LH surge, looking at basal body temperature. There are wonderful apps that you can find. You can get the basal body temperature thermometers online. Some of them will sync with your phone, so you don't have to manually type it in. But I think I paid for one of the apps, I think I paid $20 for the year for it to kind of set everything together and analyze. And it was like the best $20 I've ever spent, because it allows you just to see a little bit more, getting to the root cause of the problem. Here's what I think is really interesting, is that when they tell moms, don't stress, just relax, go on a vacation, you're like, you think that's helpful to say that to me? But because, right, not having someone tell you that just makes you stress about it more. Here's what's really interesting. The second half of your cycle needs to have an increase in progesterone. It's one of the hormones that helps thicken the uterine lining to maintain a healthy pregnancy. When you have chronic stress, if you're not sleeping well, it increases cortisol. Cortisol is your stress hormone. When you increase cortisol, there is a direct drop in progesterone. So many times we have this body that's in constant fight or flight, right? Albeit, there can be secondary infertility where you got pregnant with one and you can't get pregnant with another. It could be that you're running around with your job, or you're having a hard time with your marriage, or, you know, your family life is struggling, or whatever that looks like, right? An ill parent or family member, that we're in this constant state of fight or flight, that all of a sudden we just can't figure out why we're hormonally imbalanced. Or here's another one. We talked about the nanoplastics, microplastics, and nanoplastics. So very, very small, less than 1/250 to 25,000th of a milliliter. It's just so crazy. Whatever. You go back and listen to the beginning. But like, right, it's a crazy, crazy small, where they actually have to have very special, you can't even see it under a microscope, but it's so small. That we know that plastic mimics, can cause hormonal dysfunctions like estrogen imbalance. Well, if you imbalance estrogen, then you're going to imbalance progesterone. So we have all of these round and round circles that tend to come about, and you're just like, ooh. And we can put in, and I know that progesterone – like if you're like, oh, it's bioidentical because it's wild yam and I rub it on there. Has it helped women get pregnant? Probably. Has it helped women stay pregnant? Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. And there's nothing wrong with that. Though that being said, your body's trying to tell you something with that hormonal imbalance. And you can try to progesterone your way out of worn down, burnt out, stressed lifestyle where your adrenals or organ systems are shutting down. But if we're not taking care of you as a human, then this is one where throughout that course, it's just we're chasing our tail and we can't, because inevitably we're still not working out. We just say, oh, everything looks good, right? Like if you have a 28-day cycle and we think of nothing else and progesterone looks good, it's like, I don't really know why. And you're like, have they tested any of like your C-reactive protein for inflammation? Have they looked at nutritional deficiencies? All the things. So just a handful of aspects to look at is start taking a vitamin. It's not that complicated. A good quality source, like on our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, we have a really great quality prenatal package. Go get it, right? Like this is one where you want to spend that little bit of money because, hey, that more money that you spend for good quality multivitamins, ooh, we'll talk about that next, but will make a very large difference in terms of the health of mom, dad, and new potential desired baby. Next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. Dr. Leanne Schluter, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today we're talking about trying to conceive. I realize that although this might not apply to everyone, you might be out of the phase in life. Often of us, we know someone who is actively trying to conceive, or it's just one that this information isn't necessarily one for someone who's just in that category. So although we might talk about the different phases of a woman's cycle, and you might be a 40-something-year-old man who just realizes that he has no idea about what a follicular or luteal phase is, that's okay. That is A-okay. But when we talk about, hey, from a nutritional deficiency standpoint, if you're deficient in zinc, you know, obviously that's going to affect immune system function. So functions of zinc help decrease inflammation, help suppress abnormal tissue growth. It obviously boosts immune function that supports progesterone, balancing estrogen, reduces risk and development of almost any cancer, including esophageal, bladder, breast, skin, prostate, head, and neck. Supports the P53 gene, which protects against breast and prostate cancer. Inhibits angiogenesis, which is the creation of new blood cells, especially to cancer. Stimulates apoptosis, which is scheduled cell death. So if it's abnormal, it kind of kills itself. So we oftentimes see zinc deficiency, the white spots on your fingernails, low energy, insomnia, infertility, poor memory, lowered immune system, loss of libido, right? Because of hormones, abnormal hair loss, slow thinking process. So you might say, I'm not trying to do all that, but your body still does need zinc. That's why everyone lost their mind and fell in love with zinc with COVID, because it's known to denature, unravel the RNA of viruses. Like, we know that. Do you know you can get your serum zinc tested too? Your zinc serum? Any lab test now, I think, does it. Another one. So here's some different labs to get, right? If you are actively trying to conceive, I think that a CBC is one of the best. Look at your white blood cells. Look at your immune system. Look at your red blood cells. Look at your platelets. But then also, I would look at iron and ferritin levels. Why is that so important? Because when we talk about iron deficiency is more specifically common in women, childbearing ages. Why? Because they're actively losing blood. So, or if they have like a low iron diet. So 2006 study published in Obstetrics of Gynecology showed that a low level of iron actually increases the risk of ovulatory infertility, i.e. here's what you have to think about. So basically, it's important to look for signs and symptoms of anemia. Get your red blood cells, iron, and ferritin level up. Because if your body is in a state of dis-ease, of stress, why would it ever allow for you to do something like create another human life? I've lived some of this, probably not to the extent of some people, but enough to know that when I was not taking care of my body the way that I probably should, when my stress levels were unmanaged, all of those things, and my husband and I were like, let's start a family, and it didn't happen right away, I was devastated. And then when I did some deeper dive, the Metabolomics is a really great test by Genova. It looks at nutritional deficiencies. I needed way more folate than I was getting nutritionally. I needed way more healthy omegas than I was getting orally. Another one, you know, what does your iron look like? B vitamins. There was a study published 2012 and 2017, Biomolecules. B12 deficiency may lower semen quality and cause infertility. 2011 study published in the Asian Journal of Andrology, B12 and folate deficiencies can cause infertility in males, right? Some of these are not just in females, they're in males as well. You have to make sure that your B vitamins are methylated. That way your body can actually absorb them. Yeah, I had a mom, just a wonderful, wonderful human. Her first pregnancy, took a multivitamin or a prenatal the entire time. Her baby still had a cleft palate. And she was so surprised. And a cleft palate is a B9. It's a folate deficiency. Though that being said, the average person, if they're taking just the standard OBGYN, whatever, doesn't matter which prenatal, just take a prenatal. If it's folic acid and you don't have the ability to break it down or absorb it, that's why that baby has a cleft palate. It's a vitamin deficiency. And so even though she's taking it, that's not what you take. It's what you assimilate. And so just seeing overall, vitamin D is another really important one. They said the Journal of Endocrinology, vitamin D deficiency may affect fertility in both men and women by affecting sperm motility, testes, ovaries, and uterus. So like all of the points that you need, all the organ systems to make a baby. Vitamin D deficiencies may lead to a negative pregnancy outcome and complications with breast milk production. Here's what was really interesting too. I was at a continuing education course and it was radiology. And they talked about how an idiopathic scoliosis, so a scoliosis that they don't know what caused it, was traced back. They did a research study and they traced it back to vitamin D deficiency in mom, which makes sense because vitamin D is needed for calcium and bone development. And so obviously what are really great things to be tested for? And again, going back, I think CBC is really important. I think getting a full thyroid panel is important. Looking at your blood sugar, again, I think about from a fertility standpoint, they'll oftentimes put women on metformin for conception. And you're like, why? Because it manages blood sugar. Now, I understand that there are type 1 diabetics, but Oftentimes it's given more frequently for type 2 diabetes. Type 2 is lifestyle created, lifestyle reduced. So what if we started making better choices? Here's the thing too. They're like, nope, don't have anything healthy. Raw vegetables, they're not processed. Probably not the greatest for you, but if you want to do pizza and Pop-Tarts, you're good to go. Just like, oh man. But the amount of inflammation that that causes in terms of root cause, that's why your body, when it's in a state of disease or dysfunction, it's not going to say, you know what would be the best idea for us? It would be to get pregnant. Which is why I, for one of my pregnancies, hemorrhaged and lost enough blood that I needed multiple blood transfusions. And it took my milk over a week to come in, which, Tanner, if you don't know, is probably about 2, maybe 3 days. And so why? Because my body's like, hi, if you're getting ready to die because we're losing blood, we're clearly not going to create food for another human. And that should make sense. So what to do? What to do? And again, this is, if you're trying to conceive or not, increase more of your top anti-inflammatory foods. Avocado, avocado oil, non-starchy vegetables, wild caught fish, bone broth and vegetable broth, the really good quality herbs, basil or oregano, thyme, rosemary, sage, garlic, onion, chives, fermented vegetables, good, healthy, like grass-fed meat, grass-fed, grass-finish. If we're concerned about iron, the best way to get that is through heme-related meat, so red meat. One way to balance your blood sugar can also be intermittent fasting, which is wonderful. So that's a fasting window. I've done a podcast about that before that you could look into. But that does help with blood sugar regulation. I would say getting regular movement in would be another one. So you have to think, movement helps increase circulation. Movement, and that movement can be up to you. It could be low intensity movements like stretching, Pilates, yoga. It could be higher intensity training. You could go for short walks outside. You could do a workout. Lots of things. It enhances, because when you improve circulation, you also enhance tissue oxygenation. So it brings oxygen to tissues. It helps reduce stress. It improves mood and happiness. It also stimulates lymphatic drainage. Lymphatic drainage is kind of your body's, one of your body's detox mechanisms for allow you to get a little bit more. There's lots of detox stuff that you can do. But then too, I mean, this is not a detox show. But I would really, really look at, take those vitamins, baseline, multi or prenatal, vitamin D, or get outside, right? If you're getting to see the sunshine, I choose sunshine every single day over supplementation orally or injection-wise, intramuscular injection at Prime IV. So fish oil, multi, B complex, make sure it's methylated. So you have methylated folate as well as methylcobalamin in your B vitamins, vitamin D, fish oil, multivitamins. Oh, magnesium. And magnesium, that's the last one. Magnesium is needed in 300 different cell cycles. So of course, if that's lacking. So I know that about 10% of couples deal with fertility. If you're one of them, just know that you're not alone. And there are really great aspects of what we may be able to do to help you. But I think that the biggest thing is getting someone on your side who knows and can help. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.